This morning in Beverly Hills, the nominations for the Academy Awards were announced, and NPR's Mandalit Del Barco is on the line at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Mandalit, good morning.
Good morning.
So, who's up for Best Picture?
Well, The Revenant, the Western epic that was famously filmed in only natural sunlight and firelight under such harsh conditions in Canada and Argentina, well, that movie got 12 nominations. The Revenant will be up against Mad Max Fury Road, George Miller's post-apocalyptic action film. That movie earned 10 nominations. And also nominated for Best Picture is Spotlight. That's been a critical darling, and it's considered right now as the front runner. The story of Boston Globe journalists investigating the Catholic Church sex abuse scandal. Those films will also compete against Ridley Scott's science fiction thriller, The Martian, as well as The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, and Room.
All right. Well, let's move on to directors, because I know the director of The Revenant. Won for Birdman last year, right? I mean, so is he a repeat competitor for that category?
That's right. Alejandro González Iñárritu, he won last year for Birdman. He's up again for The Revenant. And George Miller, who we just mentioned, he is the director of Mad Max. He's nominated. Tom McCarthy for Spotlight, Lenny Abrahamson for The Room, and Adam McKay for The Big Short. But David, there is a huge snub here. 78-year-old director Ridley Scott had been considered a shoe-in for Best Director this year for The Martian. He's never won before, not for Alien, not for Blade Runner. And the buzz is that he'd win it for his complete body of work, but he didn't even get nominated, nor did any woman or people of color.
Wow. So that'll certainly be a topic heading into the Oscars. But what about Best Actress and Best Actor? What are some of the highlights from those nominations?
Well, in the actress category, there's also not a single non-white person nominated in either of those. But for Best Actress, Brie Larson is expected to win. She just won a Golden Globe on Sunday night for her performance as a woman held captive with her son for years. And competing against her will be two-time Oscar winner Cate Blanchett for Carol. Irish actress Saoirse Ronan, the star of Brooklyn, is also nominated. So is Oscar winner Jennifer Lawrence and Charlotte Rampling for her role in 45 Years. That's her first nomination. As far as the actors, the front runner is Leonardo DiCaprio for his role in The Revenant. Uh-huh. He's never won an Oscar, and the buzz is that this is his year. He'll be competing against Matt Damon, Bryan Cranston, Michael Fassbender, and Eddie Redmayne. He won last year.
Well, Mandalit, I know just as these nominations were getting ready to come out, we got news, some sad news, that the British actor Alan Rickman died. What was the reaction in the room of people who were involved in the industry?
Well, we were in the backstage waiting for the announcements, and everybody seemed to get the news on their smartphones, and it was quite a surprise. It's a very sad news. You know, the British actor, he's known to the younger generations for his role in the Harry Potter movies, and he was only 69 years old, so it's rather shocking news around here in Hollywood.
All right, that's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco. Mandalit, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, David.
And let's just listen to a few of those roles played by Alan Rickman, who passed away. These are a few scenes from Harry Potter, Die Hard, and Dogma.
Mr. Potter, our new celebrity.
Now I have a machine gun.
I am a seraphim, the highest choir of angels. You do know what an angel is, don't you?